Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Saturday 27th of July. Again, I'm afraid going to be a quick one. I've got obviously a lot on and the good lady's heart issue has got a bit worse the last couple of days, I think, with this heat. So taking her to see somebody later on this afternoon. Right, I've sent you an email trade seminar people, that will stay, sorry, a WhatsApp. That's as is at the minute. Obviously, if there's any change, I will let you know. But at the minute, as the message says, is what is happening. Beginner, I've posted two shortlist games and FTS Ultimate. Just check kickoff times. Belgium and Elektra. Betfair had it wrong yesterday. They're playing 1:30 on Sunday. What else is there? Had a sort of this time of year is when I go around just meeting people from FTS, setting things up with a few of them, and met three guys yesterday, good guys. Keto Matt, who is the guy who actually got me into the keto stuff when we went out for dinner a while back, and then that's when I started, based on how well he looked. The guy's 40, looks about 28, met him, and the good lady had made him some keto granola, so I gave him that. And then we had another Matt who, well, he's not quite keto. He likes a beer, but was on the old water yesterday, a water boy, but declared that he'd watched every game of the Cricket World Cup, the lazy git, and then he wonders why he don't win. And while we're on that cricket, I think anybody who's trying to claim that as a fucking proper sport can just declare that yesterday, 38 all out, Ireland, what a nonsense, isn't it? Absolute nonsense, don't want to hear about it, absolute nonsense, 38, I reckon I could have got 11 people from my barbecue about 8 o'clock last week in the evening when they'd all had a skinful and we'd got 38, sort it out, rubbish, nonsense, send them back home, go on, get off, nonsense. I had an email yesterday, I've done some seminars, as some of you know, at Stratford. I had an email from Westfield, where the hotel is that we have done them. National Lipstick Day. What the fuck's that all about? The world is imploding around us and we're letting it happen. National fucking Lipstick Day. What on earth is that all about? I haven't even opened it. That was just the headline. Today is National Lipstick Day. Offers inside. Behave yourself. Right, I've got some horses. Let's have them as well. Horses, each way to Newmarket, 435, Sovereign Duke, and Frankelio in the 450 at Ascot. Winbet, Australis, 815 at Salisbury. Two trades, Lady Olena, 335 at Gowran Park, and Unit of Assessment, 520 at Ascot. That is the trades. I have got football also. Where are we? Hang on a minute, I'm on the horse racing markets, football. Let's get those prices for you just to get this. Oh no, I'm having a disaster here. I've just blown my screen up. Right. The Horsens versus Copenhagen game in Denmark Superliga kicking off at 4:30. If it is 0-0 on 25 minutes, drip lay a first half goal. Through to the end of the first half. If it is 0-0 at half time, back the over 1.5 on 45 and 65. That is Horsens versus Copenhagen in the Danish Superliga. And I have got another one in Sweden. We're giving them another go. Keep saying that I won't, but we will. And it is the Hammarby game. Exactly the same, 25 minutes, 0-0, drip lay the first half goal, and if 0-0 at half time, over 1.5, 45 and 65. So both the same, AFC versus Hammarby, 5 o'clock in Sweden, and Horsens versus Copenhagen in the Danish Superliga. A few of you have asked re-trades for, for anti-post stuff. I will have that out this week. Obviously the EFL gets going next week, the championship. So the podcasts, they're going to be podcast only. I will be doing podcast on my anti-post bets. I will do the EFL this week. I will then do the Premier League the week after. And then I will do any Champions League or stuff like that. I have had a brief look and I've got some bets in mind. But I will firm all that up over this week. So, have a great Saturday. I know it's pouring with rain where I am, but probably welcome after all that heat. But yeah, enjoy your weekend. Sorry it's been short and sweet. I'll have a bit more content for you next week, but I will be back in the morning, whatever happens. Okay, bye.